It's after hours.
After hours. Oh.
After hours.
After hours.
Yeah, it's after. Jesus,
oh,
Ryan.
Shit.
Careful, bro.
I'm sorry. It was an accident.
This thing was $20,000.
My bad. I apologize. I don't see why there's any, why you have to drive it home further.
Just because you're sorry doesn't make something okay.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make it okay, but it shows that I'm at least taking accountability for what I did. And you can
This is the real super mega you don't see. This is why.
Waleed, stop. We're talking about Ryan. Just because you're sorry about something doesn't make it okay.
I'm not saying it makes it okay. I'm just saying that at least I get this. It's the opening stages of at least solving the disagreement, argument, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Disagreement, argument. What I see is damage to our fucking expensive equipment,
dude.
Where's
the fucking damage? Show me one little inkling of
damage.
This
looks fucking bent now, dude.
Oh, it's, yeah. Of course it's bent. It's to make the letter G. They have to bend the light.
There's a weird smell too.
There's gas. There is expensive gas, toxic gas flowing through this right
flammable.
Now. That if you broke, we would die. There's also, when I'm loud, I can hear my vocals reverbing off of something metal. Do you hear that? Hey.
Hey.
Hear that?
Hey.
Hey.
Oh. Yeah, hear that?
There's a little tick.
What
yep.
is that?
Hey.
Hey. Is it this?
Stop.
Yeah, it is.
Wait, do it again.
Stop.
Is it the candle? No, it's not the candles.
Ha! Hey! Ha!
Hey! Dude, it's the mic stands, I think.
Yep.
Well, that's bullshit. What's up, Waleed?
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for having me on the table.
Of course. Yeah, of course, yeah. Man. It's after hours. It means you could say whatever the hell you're thinking.
I could do the impressions now.
Yeah.
All right, guys. This
Show's
is
your
my
first one.
Impression of a Chinese man.
It's always the Chinese
one. Yeah, it is. The Chinese man right. Doing what?
Going to the grocery store.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Are you ready?
Oh, I'm pumped.
Okay, here it is. All right, do you guys have any chicken here?
You know what we should do? Right when he starts, cut to where it's just me and Ryan, and then put a horrible racist impression. So I changed my face, so I was just like... So then it just like they don't see Waleed for that part, but they just hear a horrible racist impression and then just cut back.
Luke,
wow.
Luke, can you do the impression and put it in?
Yeah, Luke, yeah. That's your job is to do the impression.
You guys do one.
Oh, we've done it so much.
Yeah, we don't want to beat a dead horse, you know?
Sorry, my bad.
You know, we don't want to overdo jokes.
Yeah,
so.
By the way, you guys have great posture.
That, look at the way we're sitting. This isn't.
No, but when we're hanging out earlier. Mm-hmm. You guys were walking. You guys,
really?
Yeah, your back's
I've been
straight.
I've been trying to make a conscious effort to have straighter back.
Yeah, by the way, if you're slouching, get your back
straight. Yeah, everyone watching this now that's slouching, sit up for us, please.
Yeah.
I had to go to the chiropractor because of my posture, because I hurt my back from doing this too much. They call it tech neck. And, you know.
What can you do?
Well, what he just basically was like, yeah, your back is fucked because of your posture.
Just stand up straight and hopefully it'll mold back into
and
place.
And it did. It fixed it. I fixed my posture for like a couple weeks. I tried to stand up straight. Back stopped hurting.
There you go.
Because you got those little gel discs between your back. That's what you're dealing with right now from your bulged disc. And
10 millimeters.
If your spine's not supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be like.
So see like this. Yeah.
So when you do that, those discs aren't meant to stretch like that. So you're stretching them out, and it causes a lot of pain over time. So, posture tips from Super Mega.
Yeah, I learned a lot. I actually didn't know that. I used to wear a posture corrector.
Ooh.
I tried those. They hurt, though.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to. How long do you keep them on?
Well, I tried wearing the braces sometimes at work when I would work at Chick-fil-A because I'd be on my feet for like
those
8 hours.
Those help a lot, I feel. Yeah. Like the back braces. Mm-hmm.
They hurt, though. But I think it was hurting because it was correcting it. My body was just like,
yeah,
no.
It's a muscle. You're not supposed to wear it all day.
No.
It's just there as a reminder.
That's the thing about postures is, like, fixing your posture takes work, though, because it's, like, it's not just a mental thing, but it's you're using muscles now that you don't normally use.
Yeah, so you gotta
like,
work them out.
It makes you tired.
Look at our posture now.
Fuck.
It's actually harder than I thought.
I feel like when
bending
I stand up straight.
And doing that is also pretty bad for your back.
I feel like a dick when I stand up straight and walk, 'cause I'm like, hey.
You're not supposed to be arching your back.
Yeah, so just kind of be
I've seen
straight.
You arch your back.
Shit.
Every fucking day with this shit. Guy.
Hey, spilled some coffee on my shirt. Might have spilled something in my pants, though. Thinking about you arching that back.
Pee?
A little bit. A medical condition. Every time I get a little horny, it's...
A little piss comes out?
Dude that thinks pre-cum is just pee. Like, God, why? Every time I'm horny, a little pee comes out.
Animals, you know, a lot of animals piss with, like, dogs. They piss when they're excited. How come when, like, a grown man gets excited?
He can't pee.
Well, some people do. Look at Jim.
Yeah.
Oh, well... I feel like he just does it as a kind of like a flex. I don't know how else to describe it. It just comes off as aggressive when he does it.
It does. It does. It comes off as aggressive, and it comes off as... It's definitely sexual.
Yeah.
It's definitely...
He wants to, right? Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, when you guys work together in market, you definitely...
He would come in, piss his pants. He's like, I gotta go home. Sorry.
How many lawsuits did they have to settle for Jim?
Oh, dude, at least like 10.
How many were piss-related?
9.
Oh, my God.
The one I believe.
Oh, I know about the other one. I know about the other one. We can't even joke about that one.
Yeah, I know.
But
the person's okay, thank God.
When's the last time you pissed yourself?
I did not piss myself. Actually, no, I pissed in my car the other day.
In like a bottle, or you just pissed in your car?
In a bottle.
Into the window.
No, in a bottle.
Okay. The little thing under, like by the window, the cup holder. Like.
And then I stuck my thumb from the nozzle.
Okay.
Or like, you know,
into a bottle?
Into a bottle, yeah.
I'm too scared of it spraying out.
That's what happened. Yeah. But I
had... Did you stop, or were you like, fuck it? And you just pissed all over yourself.
No, I stopped.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in the Tessie.
Oh. Yeah, dude, you want to get some piss in the Tessie.
Yeah, but the seats...
Then it's a pissla. Here all week.
That's awesome.
No, I had friends that would love peeing in bottles in my car and get it on the seat, and it made me very mad. I'd be like, just wait.
Yeah, or we pull over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, nothing worse. So I sit down to pee now. Mm-hmm. Ryan got me on that train, and it's like, I was like, I'm not going to sit down to pee, yeah, Ryan.
Who am I?
I started doing it, changed my life.
You now get it's time on the phone.
You sit, it's nice. But here's the problem. I don't know if you have this problem, but when I sit to pee, and I pee like this, I just, the angle, there's always a little bit left, right? When I stand up to pee, I get it all out, but there's always a little left in there. And then when I stand up, it goes, whoop, straight into my underwear.
See, so. I just grabbed like this part, like right above your penis, and then you just... Tug on that. And
that's funny.
Yeah.
I do the opposite.
A little shake.
I figured out the best way to get it out is
might get a little in the toilet water though.
Right under the balls where the gooch is. If you push on that, the pee comes out. Like right under on the gooch area, you just kind of do that. It goes.
Shat yourself recently?
Yes, I have.
Very recently.
Recent weeks in like, this exact chair.
Like 2 weeks ago
mm-hmm.
or last week?
Really?
It wasn't last week. It was 2 or 3 weeks ago.
That bad?
Well, we were doing ad reads, and I was like, and I had to go.
I've been with Matt. I'd say four to five times.
I've been with Ryan, yeah. And that's just with Ryan.
I'm very judgmental and I'm not very understanding and supportive about it.
He had to drive and get me pants once.
Yeah.
That's actually very nice of
him. It was very nice of him. I was like, Ryan, buddy.
We had food on the way too.
I shit myself.
So there was a delivery guy, and this is back when you had to take the food.
Yeah.
At the Game Grumps office, we were there by ourselves at night. I'm like, oh, Ryan, shit myself, see it through my pants. And I'm like, dude, I had no pants on at the Game Grumps office by myself. And it was a race against the clock, dude. He had to go get my pants and underwear from home, drive back before the delivery guy came.
And I did.
He did. He made it. He brought me underwear and pants.
Scene from a movie or some shit.
Should have been.
The shittening.
I've got close where it got to the point where before my shat came out of my ass, my toilet was, like, on the way to hitting the seat. You had those ones?
Well, recently when I shit my pants, it didn't go in my pants.
Yeah.
It was just a, I was like, I gotta go check.
A little dribble.
Yeah, a little
dribble. None of it touched my underwear, but it was there. It was present. It was present. I've shit myself too many times to count as an adult.
Jesus.
Well, I also...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I've had asshole surgery, and I've noticed since the asshole surgery? Yeah, I have. It's a little harder to control sometimes.
Why'd you get asshole surgery?
I just wanted it to look cuter.
You got a little plastic surgery.
I need a little pink donut down there. No, I had hemorrhoids.
Oh, my bad.
Horrible.
My bad. Jeez.
It's not funny, dude.
Okay,
it's not.
Sorry.
It's my medical.
Yeah.
It's my medical stuff, and I don't want you to joke
about
it.
Is that why you had the pillow earlier? The special hemorrhoid pillow?
No, I don't need that anymore because I had surgery.
The donut?
Yeah.
Oh, I had to sit on that after the surgery.
Mm.
How was it?
Horrible,
dude. The donut?
Didn't help.
What?
Well,
just a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, but the pain was so persistent. It's so stupid, dude. They'll give you, like, painkillers, like, if you break your toe, but then they go into my asshole with blades and razors and stitches, and they just prescribe me 500 milligram ibuprofen, and that's it. Worst pain of my life.
Take the swelling down.
That whole week of my life was, I was laying in bed, dude. Oh my God. God forbid I sneeze or I cough. Dude, you don't realize how connected those muscles are to everything you do.
Yeah.
You sneeze, you cough, you laugh. Your asshole muscles are at play. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That kind of hurts my ass.
I roll over in bed, just,
yeah.
Oh my God. That was a bloody week for me.
But you lived through it, and now you have a strong asshole because of it.
Yeah, now you have the tightest.
Oh, no, I don't think it really... made it any tighter. It's partially numb on the inside.
Oh, that's great. so you can't feel anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it hurt really bad.
You got a bidet?
I do, yeah.
It's great.
It helps. Yeah. Yeah.
Can't live without one.
Yeah, you have the heated seats one?
No, yes. He does though.
You don't have the heat. What, do you have cold water going in your ass?
I do have cold water going in my ass.
Dude, his is like a fucking pressure washer, yeah, though, you if you're not careful.
You have a hose?
Mine, it's like, there's like a just a button, and yeah, you can adjust, I think it's like out of three settings, the water pressure.
Yep.
And his is like a knob you turn.
Yeah.
But it's very sensitive, and like, I sat down the first time, I was like, whoop, dude, it was like a fucking fire hose up my ass.
Yeah, it hurts.
Hurts, but it did the job. Got, yeah, that shit was squeaky clean.
Can you create hemorrhoids by using that thing too hard?
I don't think so. Hemorrhoids,
you need to do something to
hemorrhoids
it,
are from muscle strain.
Okay.
So you might cut your ass with it.
Oh, true.
Or hurt your ass, but hemorrhoids are mainly genetic, which is why, like, it wasn't from me like over exerting all the time. It was mainly a genetic thing. Certain people just are more predisposed to that. And
yeah, you got a goddamn pressure washer on your ass.
It's
great though.
Hemorrhoids are from pushing from the inside.
Yeah. Okay, Jim does this with his bidet, because I do it too, and yeah, it I want to see how many people do in fact. I don't know where it is.
Ryan, right, please, now, man, don't do this to me. Don't do this to me.
In the
man.
Middle of talking to Waleed.
So I'm okay. Okay. Sorry. Okay. I'll do my own thing.
But with the bidet,
right?
What we to really clean our asshole?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get this.
Squeaky
personally.
Clean. We shoot the water like really hard up our asses.
Yeah.
To the point where you're retaining water inside,
yes,
of yourself.
Yes.
And then you shoot it back out.
Like
by
a
just
little,
pushing a
like
little.
Like a mouthwash.
Like, yeah. Okay,
I
don't get
little,
it.
I do a little of that, yeah.
I don't know how to do it.
But I have a dryer.
Oh,
me too. Okay. We probably have the same one.
I think so. Toto?
Yep.
Yep, there you go.
That one's with the heated seat. It's got the dryer.
It's very nice.
You can adjust the
mouthwash is an interesting way to put it.
Yeah,
with your butthole.
Yeah, with your asshole.
No, I've never got. I've never understood.
All inside there.
Yeah. I've never understood. I can't. Like, I don't know what you mean by that. Like, I can't do that.
You break the seal, the water goes inside.
Mm-hmm. I think we have different assholes. Honestly, I think we just have very different assholes. Remind
just
might not work that way.
Yeah, mine has a lot
way.
Of hair too. So I have the feature that goes up and down.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Gets every little bit.
Wait, it has that?
Yeah, mine. Ours? I think mine does. Mm. Send me a picture of your remote, and I can tell you which feature.
I don't have a remote. It's like a thing on the side.
Oh, nice.
You have a remote?
Yeah, I have a remote.
Oh, you got the fancy one.
Yeah, Japanese. You know these guys. They make great bidets.
They do make great bidets. Yeah. I remember, dude.
There's one thing about the Japanese is they make good bidets.
They make good toilets. I had to. I was in Tokyo, and I really had to shit, and I went into a 7-Eleven, and I went in the bathroom, and they had a nice bidet, like air fresh, like everything. I was like, what? And I sat in there for like 30 minutes just playing with it.
Yeah,
just enjoying it. Just like,
oh, dude, he was.
Hey,
great.
Get the fuck out!
Pulse setting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the vibrator settings. Like. It's awesome, dude. Fucking fantastic. I love a good bidet.
I wish there was like a bidet where the seat would massage your ass while you're on
game
it.
Over.
I'm sure.
Or your back. The toilet seat has like a back massage.
Oh, yeah,
in your back.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
One thing you may reach around.
Come on.
Boys?
We need to be rich. Waleed, you're already stacking high.
Thank you. Yeah. I got lucky with a few investments.
Sports bets,
yep. Go
bet on the right horses. Yeah. Proud of you, man.
Korean baseball.
Boing.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, we don't invest in sports.
Not yet.
But to me, investing is a sport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I invest in the sport of love.
I do, too.
How about the sport of making money, boys? Come on.
I'm in the sport of making love, which makes money.
Yeah.
If you do it right.
How so?
There's a whole, like.
Ever heard of
OnlyFans?
Ever heard of sex work, Wally?
Yeah. What do you guys have Patreon for? Just use OnlyFans.
Well, apparently it's very rude to use the OnlyFans platform.
Not for.
If you're not using it for sex.
OnlyFans wants people to do that, but other OnlyFans creators do not like when people do that.
Yeah. What do they say? Okay, get out.
I think
this is my thing. Get
I'm trying to pop a ping pong ball out of my
Well,
pussy.
The thing about it, like, people usually use OnlyFans for porn. So the thing is, like, if we're on there as creators, their feed will just be like, extended mail room, scroll down, someone like gaping their pussy. So it's like, it's a weird mix.
Could be good. Could be a nice little mix. Same audience.
A few people have created OnlyFans to share, like a Patreon type thing. But
at least you can have
OnlyFans pays people to, like, they reach out to create. They've reached out to us. To do an like,
well, we already told them we have an account.
Yeah,
that people still haven't found.
Still to this
what's
day.
What's on the? What's the type of content you guys?
Balls.
Nice. Nothing but testicles.
Nice.
Which is not to be confused with our editor. Nothing but lag.
Right.
Yeah, that's his name. That's what he goes by. But
Luke.
No, no, different editor.
Oh, okay.
Luke is the editor of the podcast.
Yeah, nothing but lag. Luke. Yeah. Love Luke.
Yeah.
I also love Nothing But Lag.
Nothing But Luke?
What do you think of Nothing But Lag?
The name?
The guy. The guy.
Hmm.
Hey, dude, he's Middle Eastern too. You should go talk to him.
Really?
He's Syrian. Yeah.
What kind?
Syrian.
Oh, okay. I'll give him a little chat.
Hey, he's in the other room, man.
Yeah.
Like, he's, so he's you're Middle Eastern too, huh?
I feel like y'all would get along. Right?
Put us in the pod together.
Y'all can talk about the conflicts going on.
There's stuff.
And the food.
And the food.
Great food.
Sure.
Yeah. And hair. So both hairy, yeah. I'm assuming.
He's got crazy hair.
Yeah, I saw him. I saw him walking
by.
Beautiful
curly hair. Long curly hair.
Yeah, he looks like a goddess. It's beautiful.
Goddess.
Yeah, goddess. Like a,
why a goddess?
It was just long hair.
I mean, oh, Zeus had long
hair. Oh, having long hair makes you a woman.
Jesus had long flowing hair.
You're going to call Jesus a woman?
I guess.
Are you calling Jesus a pussy? What,
yeah.
Because he died for your sins?
Not my sins.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, not he did.
Died for the sins of everybody,
not
Wally.
Jesus Christ.
No, yes, he died for the sins of everyone.
The Jesus Christ. The historical Jesus Christ.
Actually, we believe in Jesus. Muslims, we believe in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, as your savior.
I think something. I don't know. There's like a flaw.
I don't know what you keep.
Jesus is in the Quran, yeah. Right? Like he's mentioned.
Yeah, he's mentioned. They shout him out.
Yo, he's name dropped. Yeah, yeah, like he gets around.
They briefly mention the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Right?
Yeah.
Do they refer to him as the Son of God?
I think they do.
We have like 20 Qurans here at the office.
Really?
Yeah, people just mail them to us.
Because you guys are in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, after the Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They name drop you guys.
And then
too.
The New Testament of the Quran. Where
yeah. I love Matt and Ryan.
We've been writing our own New Testament of the Quran lately, and it's pretty cool. It looks pretty cool.
I'll give it a read.
It's like a
you
comic.
Should, yeah.
Yeah, comic.
Like a graphic novel.
Did you read a lot of the Quran growing up?
I did. My grandma used to host classes.
How about the Bible?
I have not read the Bible yet.
Not at all.
Yeah, I have looked through the Quran because we have quite a few copies, and I'll be honest, like, the Bible and the Quran, I'm just like, this is kind of the same thing a little bit. Well, there's obviously massive differences, but, like, from a glance, I'm just like, this just reads like the Bible.
They both believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Yes.
They both have buildings set up for worship.
Yep.
It's around this. It's the same. I think they just believe in they call God something else.
Oh, yeah. It's literally just a different, like... It's like me
Abrahamic
saying,
religions.
It's like a different language. It's not even us calling it. It's just like we're calling God in our language. Yeah.
Well, like God, like Christian God and Allah, it's like it's all this, like God, it's all the same
it's God, all the
God, right?
Yeah.
It's like God is God.
Yeah.
Just different interpretations.
Have you been baptized?
Not yet.
We could baptize you.
Really? Are you guys legally allowed?
I mean,
who gives a fuck? How do you get legally allowed to put some water on someone's head and be like, you're blessed, you're going to heaven?
We could be ordained online, probably.
Yeah, we should get ordained. We should definitely get ordained.
Bordained?
We should get Bordained. No. That sounds like I'm making fun of his death. We could get ordained. Not using his last name as an adjective for anything. I'm saying we get ordained, though. We should.
You should. Then you actually baptize people.
Would you?
Every
baptized?
Podcast guest that comes on, we can baptize.
Yeah,
them.
And you have a little bucket behind you guys, and you.
Boy, it's a surprise.
It's
like,
yeah,
hey.
You water and then you show them your license.
Would you be mad if we surprise baptized you?
No, I'd be like.
It convert you instantly.
Oh fuck! I'm dodging it.
You're going to heaven now, dude. What are you complaining about?
You're going to heaven.
You're
now.
Guaranteed in access into the kingdom of heaven.
I fuck with that.
Yeah, see,
I'll be down for
you.
Ticket.
You just have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Sure, why not?
Okay, like I mean, you already have.
Yeah, he's my dog.
Are you practicing Muslim or just grew up?
Just grew up.
We grew up super Christian.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you still pick up on anything?
No, I mean I'm not. We're not. I don't believe it or anything. But it's I mean, there's still remnants there. Like, there's times when I'm really stressed. My first thought is like to pray, and I'm like, no. You know, it's just like it's ingrained.
A little praying
it's never right.
Hurt when I'm gambling, you know. Well, come on, God.
It's like a form of journaling.
Come on, God.
You just voice your concerns.
Yeah.
To the nether. You know what I'm saying?
Minecraft?
Yep.
God's in Minecraft.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
God is not a woman. I also
No, nope, God is not a woman.
God is a man. That's why we were created in his image.
White man.
Yep.
God is a woman.
Okay.
Laugh all you want, Waleed.
Nothing's on you. I'm sorry.
You're going to get surprise baptized, and then you won't be laughing.
With a squirt gun.
Wait,
blessed.
How do we get ordained to the point where we can make holy water? That's like an MMO, like unlocking like a huge, like.
I have to look that up.
You if sell we can, it in bottles?
If we can get to the point where we face? Can create holy water, like, it's like church.
Super Mega's holy
off,
water.
Like in a church, it would be like actually like, yep, that's holy water. They did it.
But it's our brand. We start selling it to churches.
So then you open a water park in the bucket, you know, the
ooh,
big bucket.
Ooh, group, a Christian water park. It's all holy water.
It's all blessed.
And there's a kiddie pool of the blood of Christ.
Fake, obviously died.
No, it's actually the blood of... Yeah. Well, if you're Catholic and go into the water park, you'd believe that's truly the blood. I mean, it might be just be wine to the outside eye, but that is the blood of God.
I like the idea of having a giant water bucket and just you group baptize it.
It's just blood?
Yeah.
Like, would you be upset blood? If we, like...
I wouldn't mind a little water.
Okay.
So there's a little towel, you know?
What I really am thinking...
I burn.
Oh, shit! We should get ordained so that we can baptize every guest.
I'm down.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
Let me know when. All
right, we'll have you back on at some point.
I want Waleed to be the first person we baptize.
We'd be doing something good.
Yeah, I'm down, guys.
And then maybe we could talk about the Bible a little afterwards.
Yeah. We could talk about the Bible a little today after the podcast.
Ooh, after the after hours segment.
Yeah, I did see a lot of Bibles in every room, actually.
So we could go read some to you. More of the New Testament, since that's probably what you're not caught up on.
Yeah, you guys know any verses off the top?
Of course.
Why do you do that? That's kind of scary.
Hey, Jim just walks by like
he's standing right there. Look, he's standing by the wall. Every single time I
pass, you start. Dude, because you walk by like with your head kind of down, with your hand in your pocket, just like.
It makes him smile every time. It does. I get to see Jim
from my angle. He doesn't look at me, and I just see this dark like.
It's really scary.
It's Halloween.
We're talking about the Bible.
You read it right every day.
Jim reads the Bible.
Yeah. Jim shrugs. Yes, he does read it. For those who don't know,
he's embarrassed. He's playing. He does read the Bible. By the way, we got study tomorrow.
Oh yeah, we do.
You finished Luke? Not the editor, the Book of Luke.
I know you've been finishing Luke.
Ooh. No, I haven't. No, I haven't. No, I haven't. I have not. No, I haven't.
Got him.
I have not.
I know. I know. He got baptized by Luke.
Oh.
With cum.
I'm serious. I haven't
crucified on his penis and balls.
I seriously haven't. It's not funny. Like, no, I get the joke, but I seriously haven't. Okay.
Tell that to Luke.
Oh! Suck Luke's penis.
Oh, and repent.
And he came in his mouth or something. Ah, got him.
I did not have sex with Matt Watson.